Directly people to do so. Because they have secular aside from its primary messages. Ours is somewhat like the past in the end of the time. They want us to continue to write up new things. But who do they do with us? They want to draw upon a few to select past or story. Then they embellish them, they change them somewhat, but they show the same material all over again. The person who did that better than anybody else has won the ball for the conflict. We have the same old story to tell the rest of our lives. Story of justification by grace and faith. And there is always a temptation to embellish it, to change it or to alter it. Today, the church and literary and intellectual circles, we circle around the lines of the ideas and ideas of the not in conception of our story, not in terms of the story of the church of Jesus. Also, the church is around the lines of innovation, science. I think we've been experiencing that major way into the realm of theology. Now, here it is for us to alter our lives to be the God to take it our own reputation. Ministry is not easy, because it's not easy always as human beings to shift to the Word of God. Therefore, from the resurrection of the Lord, we write the words, God is going to see the church of Jesus. God is looking for the man to do so in his character. Sense that what Moses said God is going to do today. He stepped out of the boundaries, outside the boundary lines of God's method of salvation by faith, by grace through faith. He said, anybody who thinks he's thinking his own way of anything else, comes under the impetus of God. No other form, except his living in the land of the attack to him, certainly than ours to ministry. The burden of the ministry is much like the burden of faith. Just as faith is pure faith, only when it relies totally and completely upon God, first of all for its existence, and secondly for its promised benefit. So the ministry is properly God's ministry. Only when its message is the very content and the very words of Holy Scripture. Only when its motivation comes from the love of God. Only when it finds its fulfillment in the cross. And it's because God has waited for you and us and has given to you. Now we are going to so much of our first place in life. We need Christ crucified to become the very fulfillment of our personal and professional ministry. Did we do that? That is our concern. Then God will indeed bless us. Then we will indeed not only feel the burden and the responsibility to offer, but also the very sense of joy that the angels themselves experience in heaven. And one soul is saved. And God grant us that part of the ministry for Christ's sake.